Thanks, Ben. This is Graham Mack. Full commentary of Town versus Reading coming up. And one man keen to see Ipswich do well tonight is Blues supporter and UFC fighter Arnold Almighty Allen. The 22-year-old is preparing for his biggest bout to date at the O2 Arena in London later this month against American Yatsin Mazer. Allen wants to one day become the ultimate fighting champion of the world. He's been telling me how he got into the sport.
Introducing to you first, fighting out of the blue corner. His background is in boxing and wrestling. At 5 feet 9 inches tall, he weighed an officially 145 3/4 pounds. This 6-fight veteran is perfect in the cage. From Felixstowe, Suffolk, England, here is Earl Almighty Allen.
Well, I was boxing as a junior when I was back home. I was boxing when I was like, I think I started like 11 or 12. And I kind of just got a little bit bored of it, really. I just got bored of boxing, and I started learning jiu-jitsu and wrestling and stuff, and then naturally just started competing in MMA when I was about 16 years old.
Where did you do all that? Was it local to you in Felixstowe?
Yeah, I was training with a guy called Mark Nixon in Felixstowe. He was he had like a Muay Thai, like kickboxing background, and I started training with him. It was good.
As a youngster taking up MMA, How does that go down with your family members and actually telling them that, you know, that this is what you want to do? You want to be involved in UFC?
Yeah, they've always been really supportive. You know, like, my mum doesn't like watching it, so she's not too. I don't think she minds really, but she doesn't like to watch when I compete. And my dad loves it. He's a fan of the sport as well, so he's always been very helpful.
Can you remember your first competitive fight?
Yep, 18.
Nerve-wracking experience at the time?
I didn't think it was, but I threw up after, so it must have been.
Had you grown up as a fan of the sport as well?
Yeah, I was always a fan. Like, even before then, I was watching like WWE and stuff. So I've always been a fan of like that combat sport or stuff like that.
You're building up to your 12th fight, which will be at the O2 Arena. Will that be one of the biggest stages to date?
Yeah, I fought at the O2 one in Berlin, my last fight. So I don't know the capacity difference, but you know, to me, it's much bigger fight at the O2 in London than in Berlin. But you know, it means a lot to me to be competing in hometown at home. You know, so it's nice.
And home support as well. You have plenty of people going along to watch you.
Yeah, plenty of people. Like, everyone's been messaging me saying they're coming, so it's going to be good. Can't wait.
How often do you get back to Suffolk and London as well, because you're abroad training at the moment, aren't you, Montreal?
Yeah, I've been away for a few months now. 3 months I've been away training for this fight. But I had a week at home after Christmas. I come home for a little bit. But you know, I'm going to spend some time at home with friends and family after my fight. You know, catch up with people and just spend maybe a month. But then I'll be back out here training.
How much do you know about your opponent on the 27th, Arnold?
He's a well-experienced guy. He's been around for a long time, and he's competed against some of the best guys in the UFC. So he's going to be a tough test, but I welcome it. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to the challenge.
And I'm not sure what the chances are of you ever fighting and competing closer to home, closer to Felixstowe, but probably limited, isn't it, in terms of the venue? I mean, you look at this event at the O2. Tickets selling out in 27 minutes. It's such a, for a lot of people, UFC is still underground, but when you look at a stat like that, far from it, really.
Yeah, and hopefully it keeps growing as well, but that'd be pretty cool to get it in Portman Road Football Stadium one day. that'd be mad.
Ladies and gentlemen, the end comes officially at 37 seconds, round number one. Referee Rich Mitchell puts a halt to the contest. Your winner by TKO victory, Arnold Almighty Allen!
Felixstowe's Arnold Allen in action later this month when UFC comes to London's O2 Arena. It's match night on BBC Radio Suffolk.